Okay, so it's like 3 o'clock, and the next thing I'm gonna do is go into Boston Medical. And you'll see. So now I'm passing by another caution cone, on where it doesn't need to be on the streets. I am looking across the street on the other side of Albany Street and see, oh, and here's a caution barrel on the corner of this street where it doesn't need to be. There's another one across the street that I was looking at when I saw this one. I'm across the street. And I can see that several yards away from the caution barrel, there's another caution cone next to the bus stop. I am walking past I'm walking towards Boston Medical. So here's the, well, I'm not actually going to the emergency room, but I'm gonna go into this entrance. And it's called the Menino Pavilion, and I am looking at another caution pole that's in the parking lot where it doesn't need to be. There's just nothing, no reason for it to be there whatsoever. No legitimate reason for it to be there whatsoever. And I'm gonna go into the building in maybe a minute.
Hey, Mo.
Seem to be some positive elements. There used to be a bunch of wet floor signs right at the entrance, and those seem to be gone since the last time I was here, which I think was yesterday. Through the building. I'm gonna walk into another section of the building. Let's see. Look at that. There were wet floor signs here yesterday, and those are gone too. It's a good thing. So I'm walking over to the pharmacy, and this is something that I was very impressed by, of course. It was something that I've never seen before, but it's an excellent idea. They have a pharmacy where you can get stuff filled as an outpatient at Boston Medical, but right next to it they have a food court. And of course, I'm not a big fan because it's Dunkin' Donuts. And then there's this other place called D'Angelo's, and they have like on this big sign on the side of like, I guess they're something, and there's like their cooler or something that says, you know, New or Lobster Nation, like Lobster Club. So, you know, I'm not crazy about it. But it really is such a great idea to have a food court next to the pharmacy. That is brilliant. If only when I was a pharmacy technician, we had been able to send people like just a few feet away to get something to eat, they would have just, it would have been just a so much more pleasant experience for everyone. So I'm going to go into the pharmacy and I'm going to see what happens when I'm standing in line to pick up. But I'll probably turn it off when it's my turn to get one, to get, even if I stay here. But I may not be able to stay here because I got to be somewhere in a little bit. Excuse me. No, I realized I should not be doing this in the pharmacy because whether or not people cough when they see me, they may be talking about their health information in line, which I should not be recording. So I'm gonna just not do that. So I left the pharmacy. That was Lady sneezing. We'll see if I got that on tape. Okay, I'm just gonna turn this off for a second to see if you could hear that.